Welcome back to Heartfire Tales.
Are you a goat or scared?
Yes.
Scared goat.
Yeah.
But more importantly, welcome back to that one. The land of might, magic, and Madam Twist.
Madam Twist.
Easy.
Had to be. Easiest one yet.
That was like a freebie.
Yeah. How are we all in this?
Well rested.
Okay,
cool. I got a belly full of pests!
I meant the characters. I mean, maybe. Did we eat pasta?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you're with Vespuccio. Of course you ate pasta.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, he just has a full wagon full of pasta, actually. It's like pretty much the only thing people eat. Jeff hates them for it.
I can imagine. What type of sauce?
Marinara.
Oh, all right. I'm okay with that.
I mean, it's classic, though.
Yeah.
You know, can't go... Yeah, you can better, but like...
You can downgrade and it'll be better. Just get some of that Tesco value. Like, pasta sauce. Just flavor or anything. Just pasta sauce.
It's just a tin of chopped tomatoes that they've overpriced.
Don't think it's even chopped tomatoes. It's kind of like tomato paste.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It's real good.
Gas. Yeah. Yeah, let's find out what happened last time. But a roll for recap. And no, I think this is just flat again. There's no promises, no hidden sacred pacts.
I got a 13.
I got an 8.
12.
Oh, shit, it's me?
Yeah.
I can't remember this happening.
I'm not prepared for this.
How about it?
It's
karma because of how we helped each other out the past few times.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Successfully putting your curses onto me. Mm. Our party, when Ryan has finished knocking on his water bottle.
Everything's an instrument.
Yeah. Have been on the road. They have killed some Hootsforce.
We did.
They have spoken to other Hootsforce.
We did.
And spoken to some Eladrin and convinced them to take said Hootsforce and keep them as pets.
We did.
In the Fey Realm. They then escaped the Fey Realm, closed off the portal, got real angry at each other, and everyone was like, oh no, are Sid and Brennan going to be okay? And then they're okay. They went back, fought a big, nasty monster, and...
Slept in the woods.
After, of course, Bren made... Well, we don't know if they slept in the woods. They could have if you want.
That was Sid's plan.
Okay. But yeah, before you slept in the woods, you met each of the members of Vespuccio's Caravan of Curiosities. This caravan, which is not quite the amazing display of magnificence that the flyers had promised.
You realize I just picture the carnival bugs from A Bug's Life.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
100%.
Oh. It's been way too long since I've watched A Bug's Life.
Twist Jeff is just a butterfly.
Yeah, and Jeff is the ladybird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's just a real like... Ugh.
Yeah. Sure. Man, I should... I'm glad I didn't watch Bug's Life because then I would have just ripped it off even harder apparently. You all met the members of Vespuccio's Caravan of Curiosities. You met the new potential love interest of Madame Twist, who has enticed Bren with her wily ways of being able to do good flips.
Succubus.
Yeah. A quintuple twist.
You have met Gizmo, the gnome with a gun, who shot a child and transported it into other places. And they made her big, small... blind, deaf, and just various other...
Made her very upset is what he made her.
Yes. Yeah. But the crowd seemed to love it. I think we can retroactively say that he maybe was like, and this is what I do to Windermere before he shot it each time.
Shot the child.
Our party, of course, put on a surprisingly good performance of Fink being a god.
God of the elements.
God of the elements.
Nat 20, I'm scared of what that impact that has.
And Bren doing a tight five of a stand-up routine.
Yep. It was very good.
Earning them both the respect and a little bit of admiration from Vespuccio, said gnomish leader of the of this caravan.
Mysterious.
Who seems to have a little bit more behind the eyes, as it were, going on, as he's seems to be holding back something.
His twin brother.
Vespuccio.
Luigi.
And then, of course, you met Jeff the Clown, who taught Sid how to smoke a cigarette.
Kind of. Sid didn't ever smoke it.
No, he taught you, but like he
taught him how to be a real
adult. A real man.
What it's like to be a man.
And then of course you got to see the incredibly infatuated with each other couple, Jacques and Genevieve, the elf and lion.
We will not talk to them.
Yeah, don't need them.
Understandable.
Yeah.
And just reduces the amount of work I have to do in terms of like managing NPCs. So perfect. Then the party went off kind of feeling a little bit cramped and overwhelmed to kind of take some time for themselves in the night, bonded a bit and discussed what the Hootsman and Hoots Force might be up to. And Sid revealed that as part of his studies that he believes the Hootsman via the highways is channeling ley lines from all across Lethwan to form some sort of power for a big spell, of which the Necrogoblicon might be a part of.
It forms a pentagram.
It doesn't form a pentagram.
Supernatural.
And that's where we are now. So you guys say you've woken up, it's the next morning.
I'm totally putting bird noises in right now.
Perfect.
That's an owl. That's too nighttime.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's the last night episode. Again. We slept far too long.
Do you remember in that old Metal Gear Solid game on the SNES when you had to get into the camp? So you catch an owl and you make it hoot and the guard it must be nighttime. Time to go to bed and leave the camp. Unreal.
So silly. Metal Gear Solid is so bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the next morning. You guys are still in Aldermir for tonight. He's doing kind of one more performance here and then he's moving on.
Mm.
Is there anything, like, the day is kind of, you know, they might put on, like, two shows in the day. They'll do, like, a matinee show and, like, an evening show. But other than that, you kind of have, like, the run of the village. Is there anything you guys think you'd want to do in this time? Anyone you want to talk to, anything like that, before your afternoon show?
I want to buy some healing potions in the shop.
I'd say you probably... Well, tell you what, just give me just a straight look check to see if they have healing potions here. It's not a particularly big town.
Yeah. That's a natural too.
Okay, so no. Okay. But Sid would be able to kind of take some time and...
We were in the woods.
Some scavenging or some foraging. Yeah, that would be...
While you're foraging, I just want to walk up to Vespuccio.
Yeah.
Hey, Vespuccio, could I borrow your flask for a moment?
Sure.
Healing potion.
Doesn't work.
Okay.
That's
the same as liquid gold.
I appreciate the the hustle, though.
You gotta try.
Yeah, you gotta try. Yeah, if you want to make a foraging check or a herbalism check, you could definitely find some...
Herbalism kit.
Yeah. And I think you have a good few healing potions as is.
Never have too
from
many.
But just making sure you haven't forgotten the 14. Previous ones that you have.
So normally you have me roll d4s, I think, or something.
A 14 on the herbalism check?
Yeah,
roll a d4.
Wherever your table is.
Yeah.
You're making this up off the top of your head. You don't remember.
Three. Yeah, I'll say you find a tree lover's leaf.
You don't find any leaves, but you find some healing potions under a bush.
After doing that, Melody!
So, since you told me that I can't be trusted doing these things anymore, I would like to go to a bookstore. Because apparently I don't understand how much books should actually cost. And you and Bren are looking after the money right now anyway.
Okay, sure, yeah. It's a small town, but we can see what's going on.
So, we've got a shopping list, okay, Melody?
Okay, sure.
So, first we're going to the bookshop.
Yeah.
Then we're going to see if there's an herbalism shop.
Okay.
But before we do all that, we need to stop by a blacksmith.
Okay.
Because we need to, get the sword, sharpened and, treated. I don't know how to do that stuff. I've not been trained in it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's magical now, so I shouldn't need too much tending to, but...
Is it magical now? Oh, yeah, it was made magical.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Khan was always like, you gotta keep your blade sharpened.
I agree, sure.
So I just want to make sure it's top shape, sharp as possible. You never know when it might be needed, you know?
You bring it in, and you see, there's a dwarven blacksmith there. And he's like, there's a big sword. It's got about as big as I am. Even bigger. What's a little kid like you doing with such a big sword?
Oh, well, as you can see, I am incredibly ripped.
Oh, do you want to come back here and swing the hammer for a while? I could use a break. You look like you're strong.
I don't, but thank you. But,
I was ready to try.
I'm on a shopping day.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't know how much money we're going to be spending. At least 40 gold. I think that's the right amount. Is that right, Melody?
I mean, 40 gold? You might be stretching a bit there. If you have 50 gold, I'm sure you can get whatever you want.
Melody's probably very mad.
Yeah.
This guy has a cousin in Rowan.
Making it sound like we have tons of money.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
This guy. But, yeah, I just need this in absolute top condition. Like, I've cleaned it and everything, you know, but it definitely needs to be as sharp as possible, like, it, you know, oiled or whatever it is you do with the, I don't know, I oil my bow, I don't know if you oil swords, like, whatever you need to do to this,
Yeah, he kind of takes it and he's like, well, the blade looks like it's in fine condition, looks here, it's been a giant runes, very strange. Is this a giant sword that you took?
It was an eagle sword.
Oh, didn't know eagles use swords. Well, world's changing every day.
Eagles were a weird thing to somebody I knew.
He's like, well, the blade looks fine. The handle and the grip are looking pretty rough and rare, so I can redo that for you, kind of rewrap it, get some fresh leather on here. It'll take me a couple hours.
Yeah, now, treat this as if it is the most precious sword toward, you know, to you. Like, just absolutely the best care you can give it.
Sure, we'll do. I mean, this will be pricey. It'll be at least 5 gold for that.
What does Melody say to that?
Melody's like, that's more money than probably this entire village.
Well, then that's why you're here to haggle.
Oh, okay, yeah. We'll give you 5 silver sands fair. And he kind of looks at him and he goes, yeah, that is fair.
Okay. That's why I'm bringing Melody.
Yeah. So yeah, you leave Steelwing in to kind of get a little a touch up, yeah. And then you want to go to a bookstore and a
yeah, just see if there's anything interesting, you know, that I could learn or, you know, that would be useful.
Yeah, tell you what, just give me just a straight look check. Roll a d20.
Okay, 15 actually.
Okay, do you want that to go for the bookstore or the herbalism, like?
Probably more important to Sid for the books, if there's any type of...
Yeah.
Well, he'd be looking harder and would probably be better at it, you know?
Sure. And what type of books are you looking for? What's the...
If there's any, like, particular history, you know, that I may not know at this point about, like, you know, this town, the surrounding town's banner, you know, mm-hmm. the history of the area, magical things in, like, the highways and stuff, things that can help with this investigation... around here,
right.
If there's
you see there's like a little gnomish lady behind the counter and she's like, oh dearie, well, Banner's a little bit far away, we wouldn't have much around that wouldn't be kind of local to us, that's on the other side of the highways from here. You're looking for a good week or so travel, maybe two, depending on it to get to there. Local history, sure. We got lots of like nice little storybooks of the local legends and things. If that's
yeah,
anything.
I was actually going to say things that maybe are considered fiction, but that the author did not treat as fiction, like around the area, like, you know, magical beasts, like weird elemental happenings, things like that. I'd be quite interested. You know, those like folklore type.
Oh, yeah,
tales.
Plenty of books and you know, travels of people and the stories and things. You know, it was said what like long time ago now, for ever since I can remember, there's always been stories of, you know, the fairy folk coming and stealing your children, and, you know, if a pot goes missing, well, that's probably the fairies and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we've got a lot of collections of kind of little short stories and
so is Aldemir quite focused on fairies? There's been a lot of talk of,
I mean, focus is probably not a term I would use, but like, I mean, sure, what town around here hasn't had its own little run-ins with the spirits of the forest causing a bit of mayhem, a bit of mischief?
So with my 15, what I want to do is really kind of find things that, you know, aren't written as like children's stories or whatever, but seems like, you know, with all the things we're learning and stuff, might be accounts of stuff like that. That's
And you have that thought and you actually reckon that like children's books and children's stories are probably your most likely kind of bet for that because they seem so fantastical, like, and far, themes, you know, far-fetched, yeah. Yeah, things like that. Yeah, there are...
Come up with the folklore for...
Yeah. Sorry, <John. laughs> yeah, just give me a second. There are kind of two stories that that are kind of like popular, and you know she's kind of showing you to one and be like, oh, this is like, you know, the kids love this one kind of a thing. One is the story of two little spirits called Ambrosius and Wenceslas, and how they were brothers and they used to play lots of like tricks on each other. And then another one was more of like a you know, those like more kind of like Brothers Grimm style fairy tales, which are like just like kind of like,
yeah,
real dark and
a little
weird.
Darker, yeah. Yeah,
that the general gist of it is like, watch out for the shadows, you don't know what's in the shadows kind of things. Like, you know, it's all about like, you know, and that it's done in like a nursery rhyme style of, yeah. She tells you like, oh, kids in this area, they'll play games, they'll go into the forest and they'll have to jump over each shadow and stuff. And that's, you know, and a little song was made about that. Kind of thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'll write that.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with whatever that is.
I was hoping you would, because I can't come up with it on the spot. But yeah. And then, yeah, roll up your alchemist or herbalism piece.
That is... Oh, I've got a +5. Well, if I... Am I using my kit, or do you just want me to do nature?
Sorry, this is just a straight roll. This is just a look.
Just 4.
Okay, yeah, no. This is just a look check to see, is there anyone in this town who...
would have anything that I didn't already learn from my book.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you ask her, and she, like, just has, like, oh, I've got this book called, you know, Garden. The Savage Garden by Kate Bush, you know, which you have,
that's
you know.
That's my book.
Yeah,
I just forgot. It's very good.
But yeah, that's it. So that kind of takes most of your day, yeah. I would say. What is Bren doing?
Hanging around the circus camp. Not wanting to approach Madam Twist, but waiting to see if she approaches me.
Yeah, I think she comes out and she's like, you 100% see her looking at you, but she's fully passing it off as if she's not. But like very much goes into like a very like open area to start doing her like warm-ups and stretches and things like that, and like starts like, running through like some like routines and things like that to kind of like keep limber and stuff.
Okay, I want to wait till she does the looking at me, not looking at me thing again, and just kind of call her on it by smiling and waving. Be like, I know you're looking at me. How could you not?
A couple of minutes goes by and she's like, so did you like not... do you not exercise and stuff, or are you kind of just going to stand around, or...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no problem. I go over and just start stretching.
Yeah, she just starts not really paying much attention to you, big air quotes.
Yeah.
And is kind of just like going through a lot of like, you know, gymnastics warm-ups routines and stuff like that. Give me an acrobatics check to see how well you can keep up.
I just did one. 19 on the dice.
Okay, yeah. You,
ding dong, guess who's in your brain? No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to be like, oh, I just work a backflip into my warm-up.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, fuck it, I did it anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, like, 20 fucking 6 or something.
Yeah.
28.
You see, she looks at you and she also then starts, like, incorporating backflips into her warm-up. Like, you just do, like, you know, the thing where they just, like, fall backwards into like a bridge behind them, then kicking out and stuff like that, and then like into like the little cheeky back tuck.
Yeah. Oh, you have the same warm-up as I do.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's pretty basic stuff, so it's not really... Yeah, I mean, it's Bren, just a warm-up.
Bren acts like it's not one of the best things he's done in a long time. Yeah, totally standard, yeah. You learned from monks, you said? Yeah, that's cool. Did you ever learn any martial arts?
I mean, like, a little bit. It kind of just like... You know, it was fun, but I kind of preferred all the...
You prefer the acrobatics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I, what's your name? Your actual name? I never got it.
She, like, give me a persuasion check.
Oh, she's looking coy.
Oh, it's only 6.
Don't know her well enough.
Yeah, she's looking around and she's like, Specio doesn't really like us using the the non-name. So you can just call me. You can call me Madame Twist.
Internally, fuck. Okay. Yeah. No problem. Madame Twist. Cool. What do you want to trade?
Oh well, I mean, where did you learn your stuff? Is there? If you got warm ups or like what? You're able to do a cool beat twist. What else can you do?
I can do lots of stuff. I can do a gainer. Can you do a gainer, like a running backflip off one foot?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Can you do a sweep 540 aerial hook combo?
The whole kick things I'm not quite as good at. Maybe you can show me.
Yeah, no problem. It's like I always say, if you ain't kicking, you ain't tricking. And I do the kick combo.
That is
such a deep cut.
An incredibly deep cut. If anyone gets that, like...
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, you won't. Yeah, you start doing some like real like martial arts, like tricking combos, like real like wushu type stuff. But I'm just kind of doing her best to keep up. They're like... It's like, if you ever seen like a ballerina or something do these type of things, like the movements of their legs are correct, but there's no like kicking them kind of thing. Yeah. Like, so she can get the movements right, but there's none of the like the...
Oh, all right. I see. No, this is real common. Don't worry. Look, and I hold my hand out and kick my hand and it'll be better.
She gives it a bit of a kick.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you're doing the combo.
Oh, okay.
Like instead of, you know, you need to practice like you're aiming for something if you want your hips to rotate properly, you know, you have to actually go through the kick. Not for the martial application, you understand, but the flip and the turn itself is performed better if you put your hips into it. And the best way to do that is just kick my hand while you're doing it.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. And she goes and then kicks your hand a little bit. Give me an insight check here.
She's a fae. Fuck, not one.
Oh.
Wait, luck point. I still have a luck point.
You have a full set of luck points there.
Oh, I rested, yeah.
That's probably should have had yesterday. 19 on the dice. To let it go. You see that she deliberately like fucks up this kick a little bit and like falls into you.
Oh, I'm
taking my headphones off.
I don't.
Oh no, I don't
push her away. Now you can hear it truly. I don't push her away.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She kind of leans in a little bit, and
stop
then like
looking at each other.
I have to hold eye contact.
Would you rather we look at you?
Let's both look at Ryan while we do this.
Yeah. Maybe.
What does she smell like?
Lavender.
Oh.
Lavender, Ryan.
I'm liking this part. I feel like I'm Madame Twist now.
Maybe you are.
That's who I'm picturing, anyway. I wrote
this. Give him the old dick twist.
The old dick twist.
It looks like Ryan if Ryan was a half-elf gymnast girl.
Incredible.
Well.
So Brittany.
But he saw that clip of me as Brittany and it's like, Madame Twist.
You guys continue to like.
I have one more thing I want to do.
Okay, yeah. Let me and Jim flirt with each other for a second.
Sorry.
Let
me have
when you
fucking...
said when you said that, I thought you were ending the day.
No, not
the day
not...
is far from over.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you guys continue to like flirt, fight, dance for a while.
France. I don't know. I just keep going.
She's elven.
Is there anything else you want to do? As she kind of like, that goes on for a while, and then she
Madam Twist clearly. Okay, go on. She goes on for a while,
and then she leaves to go like get lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
To hit the showers.
Yeah, Ryan. What do you want? What else?
Sorry,
did you
I didn't mean to. When you said that, I thought you were ending the day, and I was like, oh god,
no.
So, do you have other things you're wanting to do?
Yeah, but you go first.
Okay. I want to go, you know, we got to get lunch as well.
Yeah.
So get like, after I've learned this about, you know, the shadow thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the other ones. So I would like to go to like a bakery or something like that.
Sure.
And, you know, get us normal food, but then also get like two mini like sausage roll things.
Oh, okay.
And then I want to go to like a back alley.
Okay. Yeah.
Or, you know, an area where they're not a back alley, but an area where, you know, the back streets, maybe.
Yeah.
And try and
would
find...
Would there be girls there, or...?
No! Exclusively only boys!
Yeah.
No, but find, like, you know, beggar children and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so this isn't like a city. It's like it's barely a town. It's more of like a large village. So there's no, there wouldn't really be beggar children.
That's fine.
Like, but there'd be some like kids just like running around.
So with the offer of like some food and stuff like that, yeah, you know, I want to start asking them about if they had run-ins themselves with Nyx, the Beast of Shadows.
Such an unhinged thing to walk up to a kid.
No, you're like, you're just asking them, you know, like, yeah, oh, because yeah, it's their story, you know, they're actively jumping the shadows,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
everything, and just be like, oh, you're like, did you actually like, have you ever, you know, have you ever heard him at night, like, or anything like that?
You walk in and all the kids are like,
shadow hopping, never stopping deep in the woods.
Oh yeah, my god.
I mean, I'm basically writing about the same song over here in my head as well. So.
Yeah, all these kids are kind of like, no, I mean, like, Nyx of Shadow is just like a story, so, like, it's not really,
You've never heard him, like, late at night? None of them.
No?
None of the kids have.
Like, when you heard him, like, there's, like, no, mom says that's all, like, not real, so, like, it's just, like, that's for, like, real little kids. And you see, it's like, 9.
So none of the kids have, like, been spooked at night, like, thinking that, like, they're not...
I mean, this like main kid that you're talking to is, I won't even make you roll for it. Like, he's clearly trying to,
he's been a hard lad, like,
tougher, yeah, than he is. But like, you know, you say it and like some of them kind of like visibly like shudder. But you can give me an insight check for this.
Okay.
This next bit.
Oh, that's real good. That's 23.
Yeah, but
22.
A lot, yeah, like, it's more when you start bringing up like the, oh, you never hear him at night and things like that. Some of them, the kids seem to be just be like scared of the dark and the night times more, yeah, than anything. And, you know, you're kind of putting two and two together from what people have said, or, you know, from what this book seller had told you. And you think it's maybe more just like a superstition-y kind of thing that like their older brothers and sisters have been like, oh, if you're not good, Nyx is going to get you at night kind of thing. That's the kind of general vibe you get from
these kids. I just want to learn more about what the mythos is behind it. You know, like things like, you know, on stormy nights, like, you know, when the lightning flashes, okay, you would see him.
Sure.
Or, you know, when the fire like rages, you know, in their fireplace, that the shadows cast from it were more likely to draw in Nyx.
Yeah, so it's not...
So don't, you know, stay near the fire. Don't get far from
it. You gotta look for an extra shadow that shouldn't be cast by the fire.
It's actually a lot. Tales. It's not quite that aspect of it. What kind of seems to be the underpinning of the story is that you shouldn't stay in the shadows too long. Is the kind of like, it's, to put it into real world terms, it's like the whole Bloody Mary thing. It's like, you know, the myth is like, oh, you say it 3 times in the mirror and enter like whatever. It's like, oh, like it's like staying in the shadows too long will turn you into a monster or something like that. More turn you into a monster than summon a monster, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That like the shadows are just bad, and so being in the dark is scary and spooky.
Okay.
And that's why they jump over the shadows so that they're not stepping into them. Not because they think they're going to be like, but they're going to be, you know, transformed.
Perfect.
It then evening comes and
we've got another performance.
And it's performance time. Has anything changed about your performance? Have you guys kind of talked or anything of Vespuccio kind of comes
back to half an hour ago.
Yeah, Vespuccio kind of maybe a little while before the performance, he comes over. He's like, ah, my band. So, are we expecting the same performance? You're going to tell the same jokes?
No,
or
completely different. No jokes this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the performance?
Well, we spoke about it half an hour ago. And then I think back. Hey, Sid, we should work together on the performance.
Yes, and I have a plan.
Okay.
Unless you do, but I have, that's been my whole thing that I'm doing right now as I was building my new performance.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
So, what we need is a little bit of, you know, I found out that this town is a little bit superstitious. You know, they love their old superstitions. And I've decided, you know, there's lots of funny, there's lots of joking, you know, there's already animal things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an idea that I will be Nyx.
Ooh.
And I pull out my spider silk
Okay.
Thing, yeah. You know, covering myself in darkness and shadow and everything. Perfect. Because
what they shared a secret note and I couldn't see it.
Because what we're going to do is then use Fink's abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, no, we'll go through the thing. What I need you to do is...
Just hit me with the performance.
No, yeah, but...
So, you... Yes.
For your arrival.
You...
Dear listener, they are currently just refusing to talk to me or the microphone and are sending notes back and forth to each other on a single piece of paper. So whatever you're about to witness, I have no idea what is going on.
Mm. Yeah. So basically, set up Vespuccio. We need, like, basically a wall or something that I can, like, jump on top of and that he can go behind, you know, for a little bit.
No. Duh. You just need something to hide.
Yeah, just to hide.
Yeah.
You've got to go behind. Or
no,
yeah,
no, 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 because of this,
yeah,
I don't have to.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
The audience?
It's just loud.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Don't do it on them.
All right, fine. Let's go.
Vespucci will have, like, panels and things like that. So, like, there'll be, like, you know, privacy panels and things for people to get changed behind and stuff like that. So you can have like one of those. Is there something you need to hide behind? Things like that.
Perfect.
Is that type of wall? Is that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Cool. Yeah. You can get that. That's fine.
And okay. So Jim, if you start out as like just a regular guy going that you've wandered.
Well,
in
I'm going to do two things.
All right.
The stage is empty, right? I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay. Is this you guys starting the entire show, or is this like, it's now for like
he knows we're good,
yeah, so yeah, we gotta be like, we're like headlining
you're
little
now. Okay, well, you're not headlining,
yeah, but we're closer but to
you're,
headlining,
yeah,
now.
You're
like middle,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm going to use Thaumaturgy to be the voice of the narrator,
okay, yeah,
mm-hmm. And I'm going to what's this is Aldemir, isn't it?
Yes,
okay, I'm gonna say, night falls on the town of Aldemir, and then I'm going to pull my cloak close around me.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk out and I'm going to say, a lonely man walks into the shadows of the night.
You see all the kids like, no, don't go in the shadow.
And I'm going to kind of act a little wibbly and wobbly and tired and beleaguered by the drink he has taken. He stumbles off the main street.
No.
At this point, I'm going to use all my stealth abilities and everything.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to pop out from within the crowd.
Ooh.
At him, covered in my spider silk thing, jumping up from him.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
he's like,
young man, traveling on your own, and you have wandered into my shadows.
As he says, you have wandered into my shadows, I'm going to say, darkness creeps around. And I'm going to cast darkness out from myself.
Yeah, so as I'm coming in, I'm like, it is I, Nyx, the Beast of Shadows. And, be like, I creep into the night as when the lightning flashes and casts shadow. And at this point, Fink from behind the thing goes electric and blasts out lightning, you know, everywhere, and, you know, causing shadows within, you know, within the darkness. And we're like, when the fire burns too bright and you step too far away, and he goes fire and, you know, cast it through there and be like, but you, poor soul, you will become one of mine.
And Bren kind of like dramatically stage runs around inside the darkness saying, the poor man could not find his way away from the beast until finally. And then I'm going to cast... I'm going to cast Thunderstep and boom off the stage and disappear into the backstage.
And as it begins to get a little bit lighter, you know, so because it's completely dark on there, you know, but as the light is starting to fade back in, I go, come to me, my beast. And there is Fink, just regular Fink. Just as gross and nasty as possible. And be like,
You be careful on your way home tonight, lest you step into the shadows and become one of mine forever.
Wow. That was very good.
Hey, fist bump.
Give me another performance check, but you can use... But you can roll with advantage because that was unbelievable. And you can use whatever, like, if you want to use stealth and stuff, because you use stealth in that. If you have a different ability or anything that you want to use that's justifiable within that performance, absolutely go for it. Because that was
deception.
Great. Yeah, deception.
Hey, that's good enough. 26.
23 on the first one. 23 is good.
Yeah, you scare the ever-living shit out of a lot of people in this village.
That poor kid from the first day, her dad's like, it was all pretend, we'll come, it'll be fine.
Poor Ruby.
Yeah.
She's...
And you see Jeff runs very quickly onto the stage after that.
But it's like a fun, because of good performance role, it's a fun scare.
Yeah.
Not like a...
it's not like an actual terrifying, but it's like a...
I feel like maybe Sid would like throw away the robe and be like, oh, it's just...
Yeah. You both come out onto stage, take a bow kind of thing.
I'm twist watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff runs out afterwards, falls face first onto the ground, breaks his nose again, and he's like, well, that's just comedy, huh? He goes off to do his performance and routine. You guys come off and Vespuccio's like, wow, that was amazing. Well, that, I was not expecting that from everything you did before. That was a much, much different kind of... Are we going to see a different performance every night now? Or is this
probably
kind of the
not.
Thing? I can deal with that. I've been watching these guys doing the exact same perform. You know how many times I've seen Jeff break his nose? A lot.
Glad you liked it, Vespuccio.
Yeah. Give me an insight check for Vespuccio, please.
Both of us?
Yeah, you can both do it.
Oh, 20-something.
I'll let him keep it.
19, yeah, 21. Rolling real good today.
Yeah, you see Vespuccio is incredibly impressed with this. And like, yeah, he's just like, something within him is like warming up a lot to this kind of thing. Especially like, at first you can maybe tell, you know, when you're performing, you kind of get glances of people in the crowd and stuff. And it all being like super like spooky and scary, he's a bit like not sure at first, and then you know when all everyone seemed to really like it, you see that he like kind of like glows up a bit, you know, he's kind of like he's beaming with a smile, kind of a job.
His infernal machine is ticking.
Yeah. He seems super impressed, really happy. Night comes around. Do you guys, this is going to be your last night here, do you guys go off to like make your own camp again? Do you stay with the
I want to investigate in the woods.
Okay.
With it being once it gets dark.
Sure.
So Fink and I'll do a bit of night stalking.
Okay.
Brent, it's probably best if we go. Not anything against you, just want to be as stealthed out as possible.
Now, we did so well in the performance, I'm scared of the woods now, so I'm not going in there for a while.
Fair enough. Probably up into the trees. You know, I'm not trying to do monk hopping about.
Yeah.
I'm just climb into one to observe. Kind of in the darkest.
No. Oh, yeah.
Still that forest. It's still that.
It's still that forest.
Oh, when he packed away and
you
left,
guys had to have gone. So he packed away and left.
You went
guys,
around the forest.
Yes,
where...
and you went through it. That's how you caught up to him. So you're at like the other side of the forest now.
Okay.
Now you'd have to have gone in a little bit if you want to get to where you know it's awakened, the kind of very outskirts.
Yeah,
not.
I'm not planning on going.
Okay,
there because fine. What I'm looking for would not have wanted to hang out around the awakened.
Sure.
Ones.
Okay.
But yeah, with night falling and everything in the shadows,
mm-hmm.
getting as dark as possible
yep.
around there, and I'm just going to be stealthed out as much as possible. I want to see if there is actually anything, you know, supernatural or whatever moving about in the woods.
Yeah, give me either, I guess, nature or investigation.
That's only a 9. Can I see if Fink can smell anything?
Yeah, sure.
What is So that's...
It's a perception check for Fink. Yeah, he'll have advantage because he's sniffing.
24.
Yeah, so Fink can smell all sorts of normal critters and creatures and beasts and things like that. You're not in the enchanted part of the forest where things had like mutated and been twisted and stuff like that. So like there's like foxes and ferrets and whatever kind of all around, but you don't get any sort of sense of anything supernatural necessarily.
So my hypothesis was that just like we had in Storm's Reach, there was the stories and the folklore basically that were actually just Sun and Blake.
Mm. Yeah.
That wondering if a lot of the other ones actually are related to other fae creatures. That...
Especially if it's like people turning into monsters.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not... I think you put together the more fae side of things with the fact that, you know, there was this fae realm portal, so there's going to be energies here.
Yeah.
Some of it is going to just be pure superstition and folk stories and tales from God knows how long ago and brought here from wherever, you know? Yeah. You can't really tell, or there's no evidence presented to you to support your hypothesis in this part of the woods anyway.
That's fine, yeah.
The worst bit is that we actually know now there is a load of fae shit in the woods. So, like, that's definitely going to give rise to real superstitions and stuff.
I mean, I'm glad. Nick sounded scary as fuck.
I keep hearing you guys say something else, and I'm just like deep in the woods. Ow.
I don't get that.
No, Richard Nixon.
Oh my god.
Turn you into a monster. He's actually just doing capitalism in the woods.
Yeah, what's Bren doing as Sid's off
just sleeping?
Yeah. I think he's trying to get used to letting himself be a little exposed in that, like, he's not sleeping in a locked bedroom or something. He's kind of sitting on, not in the middle of the camp, but just kind of like off to the edge, like where the firelight is still hitting him, but he's not like
not
in the
attention.
Circle around the fire, you know? Just kind of has a little drink to himself and is chilling and kind of trying to watch the people and see how they interact in like a social situation with each other.
Yeah.
Because he very much doesn't feel comfortable and know how to do those things. So he's like trying to learn.
Give me a perception or an insight check.
18 on dice.
Jesus, you're rolling hot tonight.
I really
crazy.
You're my little baby dice. 20.
With a not 20, you are seeing Vespuccio and Jeff are on like other sides of the fire.
Mm.
But you do see that like Jeff will go up to like get a beer or something. I will bring back one for Vespuccio.
Yeah.
As well, you know? And that it's more kind of like sibling rivalry kind of thing that's going on.
They're actually quite close, but
they'll never let the other...
Exactly.
Know, you know?
It's the begrudging, like they'd hold an umbrella over the other if they had to kind of thing. Like, yeah.
Okay. Neither of them would... Like, Vespuccio doesn't say thanks. Like, Jeff doesn't say here you go or anything. It's kind of just like an unwritten...
Yeah.
Like...
The respect. I'll get you... I respect you, so I'll get you a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that Jacques and Genevieve are like... Genevieve is like now in her like human or her elven form. They're like... My notes on this is they're Matisha and Gomez Adams. They are just... all over each other.
Deliberately like looks at them for a hot second and then turns his gaze away.
Yeah, they socialize for about 30 minutes before they go into their camp. You see like they're very young for elves and seem, you know,
they're just filled with the fire
of
they're
life. Like 85, you know. But like for like human terms they're like, you know, like they've just gone like 19 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you see Gizmo like, if he was a human, he'd be maybe like 30, 35. So not that old at all.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like a pair of goggles that are like soot stained. I forgot to mention, but he has like bright pink hair.
He's a Warcraft gnome.
Yeah, he's fully a Warcraft gnome. Okay. Some of his hair is like singed and burnt. And it's like his face got those like, you know, like scars from like sparks and things like that have hit him. And like he's wearing like a leather apron. It's just like he's tinkering around with his like magic gun. And then he's got other things that he's just kind of like playing with, like, you know, trying to figure stuff out. And so, like, he's kind of, like, we'll go over, you know, say a few things, kind of retreat back. Everyone, the vibe you're getting is very much like everyone respects each other's space. No one, apart from Jacques and Genevieve, who are in each other's space all the time, but no one's like interfering with each other. Everyone's given their own space, but are happy to like come and go. And everyone seems very, very relaxed around each other. Madden Twist is kind of like, Melody's like, again, just singing song. Madden Twist is kind of like enjoying just like the atmosphere and stuff like that. And everyone's just like it's a very chilled. They know it's like a hard day work tomorrow when they get up to like break the camp and everything and go on. So they're just enjoying this like last night.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And yes, speaking of breaking camp, you guys go to sleep, wake up the next morning. Everything's big, like hubbub. The switch you kind of gets you all up like crack of dawn. It's like, okay, we're on to the next one. And yeah, you guys just start traveling like overland for like a couple of weeks. What are some things that you all do? Like a lot of these towns are like this, you know, just the same as the other ones that you've gone through. And like you see, he'll often like kind of go to an area that's in the middle of a few different villages, and he'll send people out and be like, tomorrow night we're doing a big
on the meadows kind of
thing.
I'm continuing my research on like the history, the like, you know, the trading plans. Like if we're traveling all the time, I'm picking up books. Like Sid still reads all the time.
Cool.
And also on the folklore, like continuing that, just because one didn't show it, if there are going to be things.
Yeah. You know. So you're kind of doing that, kind of keeping very much kind of on the ball for a lot of things. You're often, as a band, you guys are like traveling, like
even older stuff, by the way, because like Necrogoblicon
to look at things in like a new light.
Yeah. Because, you know, like the story with, you know, what the fuck was the name of your group? The Holy
Thunder Force.
Yeah. You know, that was a big thing that was probably Necrogoblicon related. So just looking out for things like that.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of, if there's any kind of things you'd like to do, we're going to kind of treat this like a skill challenge. You're going to give me just a role here. If you have abilities, like if it's, you can get like inspiration and stuff from Melody to kind of fulfill any kind of goals that you're doing over this like period of downtime, essentially, as you're going place. Like there's some villages that are like, you know, there's like minor monsters and things like that that you're fighting off. Nothing big, like there's like wolves or something that you just go and like scare away, essentially, you know, think marks the territory and the wolves don't come anywhere near it, kind of deal, you know?
Tells them to piss off.
So like what kind of things would you like to be doing at this
situation first? Or?
I guess just because I already kind of started a little bit there. You know, I'm not one to do like a history check because like I'm reading. You know, I'm not trying, you know, I'm actively reading it, but I would like to do it more on the insight of, you know, picking up what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, obviously keep the sword in pristine condition. You know, if there's anything, upgrades. I used all those cool fucking arrows you gave me once before. So if I can find any more like stronger arrows and stuff, like.
Okay.
You know,
so, could you ask Gizmo to make you some cool arrows?
Yeah. That's a good fucking idea. Bullshit. Or like upgrade the bow or something. Not the sword. Don't touch the sword.
Okay. But, so you can do.
Good fucking idea.
You can do. Each of you can do three things.
Okay.
Because it's only a week. We don't have a whole lot of time. So you can do some of these things. Because you will still be... A lot of time is just spent on the road traveling. There's not a whole lot of time to get things done. And then you're, you know, you're helping people out. You're doing performances and all this stuff. So you have limited downtime, but you can get some things done. So you have three things. You have three checks you want that you can give me. And we'll see how they go. And then same for you, Jim. So, Insight was your first one to look into, like, stories and stuff?
Yeah, continuing just my research of, you know, all the stuff.
Give me an Insight check. Okay. And I'll say, on one of these rolls each, you can get inspiration from Melody.
Yeah, I'm going to take the inspiration.
Okay, D8.
Oh, yes. an 8 on that.
Nice.
So that's a 17 on that.
With a 17, yes, you've been traveling for a week, but because there's so many kind of like, you'll travel for a week, but half of that time is stationary because you're in a town for like a night or two kind of thing. A lot of folklore is quite the same, particularly with books, you know.
Yeah, this is sort of be like recurring themes. I mean, my main thing is trying to track just everything together, trying to track a path, because we're going the same route that my dad probably took and that the Hoots Force probably took from town. If
yes.
you were going to yep. Valga.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I think what, 17 insight?
17.
So I think with that, there are a lot of stories that even predate, say, the Holy Thunder Force.
Okay.
And particularly from what you would have talked to with Con, who would have said, you know, Con was the one who pegged Sun as being one of the others, or was it the other folk?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other crowd.
The other crowd.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of you kind of figure that there's been, I think with a 17, your best guess is that there have been a lot of these very, very small episodes, as it were, that have been with nothing nearly to the same extent, because a story like an entire forest becoming awoken would spread.
Yeah.
And there would be...
And also the Hoots Force were actively stomping out these fires.
Yes.
Which is why I've been trying to find...
For sure. But I think you, as you're kind of like, you know... And this isn't just you getting stories from these places. Also, you kind of like looking back at your own studies and things that you've learned, you know, even just over the past 6 months, as well as in your general training. And you think a lot of the monsters and folklore and story could have been, quote unquote, naturally occurring, and that have predate the Hoots Force. And so even when they weren't actively stomping things out, there's maybe small things here and there, just not nearly to the same scale. And then with time, stories have made them bigger and bigger. And so maybe they've been kind of conflated with the two now. But there's, you definitely have the feeling that, yeah, in the past, there were probably small events, like, you know, maybe some like Sun had either come into the world or was born or mutated that way, and that then gave rise to, you know, the stories of the other crowd and things like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you think that could go back years and years and years, like,
okay,
way before the Hootsman ever appeared.
Interesting.
What is your first check? Oh, sorry, one more thing,
just real quick. With that, right after we leave Aldemir,
yeah,
and then a couple times throughout, same as, you know, when we had first left, I'm sending letters back to town.
Okay.
Nothing so intense for Bren. He's going to do three things.
Yeah.
One,
Madam Twist, Madam Twist, Madam
Twist, Madam Twist, Madam Twist. No, he's
yeah,
going
how's their
to,
relationship?
Well, yeah, that's number two. The first thing is he's just going to let the sense of community wash over him. So he's going to really just let himself be a part of it for a while. So he's going to be like, you know, helping Gizmo with his welding by putting fire on stuff for
yeah.
him, or like, you know, helping out Jeff as much as he doesn't want to, like the physical comedy and showing him how to break fall so he doesn't break his nose every
yeah,
time
yeah.
and stuff, and just trying to kind of make himself a part of it and
yeah.
just trying to work out what it is that he's feeling from the sense of community. I don't know if you want me to roll for that or...
Yeah, just give me an insight check.
15.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to let you interpret this one, Jim, with a 15 insight. How is Bren feeling about all of this, and how is he adjusting to this kind of...
Well,
it's very much like the vibe you get is very much kind of found family. Like,
yeah.
They're all from vast different corners of the world. Like, you do talk to Jacques and Genevieve when they get a chance to break away from each other.
Yeah.
And, like, you learn that they ran away from home. Like, they had like a real kind of like Romeo Juliet thing where like their parents didn't approve of their love.
Mm.
And yet, you know, throughout this week they're saying like, oh, you know, the elders of Vestor, they want to just shut themselves away, they don't want to be part of the world anymore, and we want to come out and see it, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Elders
Vestor?
Vestor, yeah. And you know that, like, the western country and area is is basically the forest of Vestor, which is predominantly, like, elves and things like
That's
that.
That's where we caught that cheetah guy. In the forest of Vestor, wasn't it? In the prologue.
No.
That was a different forest,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cheetah guy.
There was a druid that was the messenger druid.
I remember, and Bolo or whatever his name was, jumped out of a bush.
Okay. And that, you know, Gizmo's from Valega, Christina is from Sylvia.
Who the fuck is Christina?
Shit, fuck.
Yes! It's come out.
Madam Twist.
Holy shit! The drop out of nowhere, Christina.
I will say that over the course of a week.
Don't worry, I'll tell you about my point too. It'll come in.
Yeah. You kind of say these guys have all come from all over the place. With a, was it 15 or 14?
15.
Yeah. The only person you've yet to get a full read on is Vespuccio.
Yeah, for sure. Thing number two.
Yeah.
Brent wants to do. Is just continue spending like meaningful time with Madam Twist.
Yeah. Give me whatever check you would like that to be.
I want to say charisma, but he's not trying to impress her at this point. He's just enjoying hanging out with her. So.
And if that's. Does that look like training? Is that like kind of the same kind of.
Yeah, maybe it's training, just because then I get a +9 on acrobatics.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. That is 23.
Holy shit.
This dice is good, guys. I may have to roll it 100 times and check. Watch now when it's life and death, what this dice does to me.
As the week goes by, with a 23, one thing that I'm going to say happens, because I foresaw this happening, that I knew Jim would get very attracted to this character.
Did you? Because I made that choice at the beginning of the circuit. I was like, I'm going to fucking court his NPC now.
Your dex score increases by 1.
I got the character sheet here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What's that give you on your stealth rolls?
On stealth? Basically, +7.
He was on 17 dex and he's on 18, so all of his things goes up +1.
+4.
Including your attacks, your damage.
So you got a +4 or +7 on stealth?
+7 on stealth, yeah. I also have a +10 on acrobatics. Wild. Love it. Love it to bits.
How do you get a +10?
I had a +9 and then I got +1.
Yeah. His expertise.
Oh, I need 2 more on my ducks.
Yeah. And then with a 23 in acrobatics, that is a very good success, Jim. How Fantastic. Does your relationship with Madam Twist evolve?
Oh, I don't know. I think Bren is like fully enjoying his time with her. Like there definitely is the beginnings of a relationship there. Mm-hmm. But he's also very aware that he's not, like, he's in a disguise. Like, he's being very honest with who he is.
Yeah.
But he's always aware as well that, like...
You look like a pirate. Called Fred.
Look like a pirate. That there's this lie just over the whole thing, you know? And he's not going to make the same mistake he made in Azumakia and trust and be like, hey, it's me, it's Bren, because, like, he's just not going to do that. But he's absolutely finding himself like spending more and more time with her and having like more and more meaningful kind of interaction with her and stuff. So like all but the beginnings of a relationship, but he's very hesitant to go any further with it because he also knows that once they get where they're going, he's just going to fuck off. Like, you know?
Yeah.
What do the youth call it? A situationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan, your second thing.
My second thing is... I have a new travel companion in Bren, you know.
Yep.
And I have Melody, who's now, I'm less worried about them with, you know, swordplay and stuff like that. So less likely to leave them behind with things. So there's something that's quite important to me, especially as we're getting close to the Hoots Force. And since they don't want to, you know, Bren and Melody don't want to just murder you know, people. So I would like to train both of them in stealth with the request of increasing their stealth scores.
Interesting. Okay. So how I'm going to handle that is there's going to be another period of, I think, in just a week, it's maybe not enough time for such a big thing like you teaching someone else skills. So in the next period of downtime, you'll be able to, we'll roll for that and you'll roll with advantage. And if you get a good score, then they'll increase. But for now, it's, you're kind of like, you're going through,
halfway point.
You're going through like stealth 101 with them, kind of, you know? And they have like some like natural degree and an affinity to it just from their like, you know, dexterity score essentially, but they haven't quite gotten to like a point of proficiency or an additional plus one. But like, it's, yeah, you're laying the groundwork for it.
Yeah.
Your third thing.
My third thing is that every single night before I go to sleep, I take my circlet.
Yep.
And I cast Locate Person to try and find in the dream realm my father or the essence, the echo of him.
Just give me a wisdom check. Just wisdom. Just straight wisdom.
Okay. Can I roll it again?
You're going to need to justify it.
Since I'm looking for the echo of him, and I'm quite good at summoning the dream Fink, basically using Fink's sniffing perception ability to sniff out the dream essence of him if he's been through that area or direction or whatever information, just something. Yeah.
This will be very, very hard to do because obviously neither you or Fink have met your father. You're essentially trying to
sniff out better than a five.
You're trying to sniff out like an echo of an echo because it's like the echo of your essence echoed in the dreamscape.
See, so, the way I see it, even if I don't get it, the benefit is I'm spending more time in the dream realm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll combine this with you kind of just getting more used to your dreamer abilities and things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, roll with advantage.
Thank God.
Come on. This
goes lower. You cursed me, Dread.
A little better.
It's only a 13.
After a couple of nights, you know, your first efforts are so focused on finding your dad that you're blind to everything else because you just have complete tunnel vision, you know, and you get nowhere.
Yeah.
And so after a couple of nights, you know, you maybe start thinking back to things that your mom has told you and kind of like has been guiding you on a little bit as she's trying to help you refine your powers. So you kind of like just let yourself drift in it a little bit more in the hopes that, like, you know, something that is, if you're trying to not focus on one thing so you can kind of just see a bigger picture. And you're kind of like half in the dreamscape there and you're seeing the reflections of each of your companions as they're in their various caravans and trailers and wagons and stuff.
Bit of privacy. What are you doing to Christina?
Just lock eyes where you are in the dream.
Vespuccio's echo is heavily distorted and you cannot see it at all, really.
Okay, so he's blurred himself even that much.
Jim, what is your third thing?
Suss out Vespuccio.
Yeah. How would you like to do that?
I think through just being around the camp and like one, you know, I'm talking to so many people, I just occasionally bring it up like, oh, hey, and try and gather as many pieces of the puzzle that is Vespuccio as I can, as well as, you know, interacting with the man himself. Because he was hesitant originally to, you know, drop the veil around himself. But like, you know, like it's only been a week or whatever, but, you know, we put on the show as many times as we did. Like, you know, I'm helping his buds around the camp. Like, I, not through any like malicious means, but more just curiosity that I'm just trying to, like, I might try and probe it a few times in conversation with him and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Not to the point of rudeness, but like almost joking, like, oh, hey, Vespuccio, is today the day you're gonna tell me where you're from and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And make it as friendly as I can.
Sure. Yeah, it's one of these nights that you're all kind of just around the campfire, kind of doing your individual things, and you know, you're just chatting to him, you know, discussing the performance, of the day or the day before or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think Vespuccio comes to you and is like, Fred, or...
Oh, you can call me Bren.
I can call you Bren.
That is my stage name.
Okay, I kind of like calling people their stage names, you know?
Okay, you can call me Fred.
Well, maybe I call you Fred. So
how
Fred,
about we put them together and you call me Friend?
God damn it, Jim. That was so well, especially because I'm the one who came up with the name Fred.
Like, Vespucio just...
I told you'd like that.
just creams himself laughing.
Creams himself laughing.
What is wrong with this circus?
And just doubles over, just so funny. And he's like, maybe we can be friends.
Jim, yeah. That was just very good. Because you're not even the one that came. It wasn't pre-planned, because I'm the one that came up with Fred.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, we can say Friend. That's nice. So, Friend, where you come from? What brings you on this journey? I see you coming out of your shell a bit and helping the people around the fire.
Yeah, well, you know, time spent with friends is time well spent, is what I've always said. And hey, Vespuccio, you know, this is one of the first times I felt like I have good friends. So kudos to you on the family you've made here.
And you see he kind of like leans into you a bit and he's like, yeah, well, you know, when your family is no longer here, you find your own family.
Yeah.
He's
an alien. I wouldn't know what that's like. Really, I've never had a family. So this is all new stuff for Bren.
As you say that you've never like had a family, he looks like sorry for you.
Oh yeah.
You know? And he's like, well, hopefully you can always call us the family, you know?
I'd like that. I'm gonna let the silences sit a bit to make him talk.
Yeah. And you see like he's like kind of like warmed up, you know, maybe he's had like a few beers or whatever.
I've inadvertently Indiana Jones'd him as well, in that I've been drinking the whole time but can't get drunk, and he's
sure
probably getting a little more loose-lipped or whatever.
Yeah. And you know, back my family, and this is why I love this jug so much. It's like the only remnants of what we had.
Internally so glad I didn't rob that mug. What happened, Vespuccio, if you don't mind me asking?
And he like pours himself a big drink and he's like, you go first, I know you're hiding something.
I wish I could tell you what it was I'm hiding, but the fact of the matter is I don't know. I don't know who I am or where I came from. You've seen me wear two faces in our time together, but I don't know what my real face is. I don't know where I come from. I guess I'm trying to find that, which is why this has been great, traveling around, meeting so many people.
It's hard putting on the face, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
My family, do you know Chinjoka?
Would Bren know?
Probably, yeah. It's not super well known, but Chinjoka was where Dragon Force are from, and as Bren is a big fan of Dragon Force, you'll know this. Thanks to the art.
Yeah, thanks. I do.
About 20 years or so, a lot of my family died in Chinjoka.
I'm sorry to hear that, Vespuccio.
Yeah, so I was one of the young ones, you know, the family business was, you know, out of my end. I just wanted to make people happy. That's what I crave. And so I fled. Everything was upheaval. I've just been walking around trying to make people happy, gather smiles, laughter, joy.
Wait.
And yeah, it's you know, not what I'd like. I don't like to put on this face, but it is what it is.
What am I missing? Oh,
think about the way he said those words. I'll let you.
It's not what I want.
They're the things that he craves.
Craves. Collecting.
I got it. Oh, fuck. Okay, no. Buh, I got it. And Bren would be able to put this together.
You see that, like...
Vespuccio
is, like, trying... He doesn't want to say it, but he wants you to find out.
Vespuccio, would you walk with me?
Yeah, we can walk.
I want to walk Vespuccio away from the camp to somewhere secluded.
Yeah.
This is going to probably come out as somewhat... forward, but Vespuccio, are you a dragon?
You first. No secrets between family.
No secrets between family. Vespuccio, I am something else as well. I have one hesitation with showing you mine, is that I... Once I drop my form, I won't be able to... I won't be able to be this person again. And the time I've spent with Christina is some of the best times I can remember having. And if I have to drop this form, that means that those times are over. And I will break her... Well, I won't break her heart, but do her no good for me to simply disappear.
Look, everyone in this circus, we all have our own secrets, but we all... Look, I'm pretty sure that Gizmo just stole that gun, okay? I don't think he made it. Jacques and Genevieve are running from their parents. Christina maybe ran from her monastery. Jeff ran from everything that is good in life.
He had neighbors that were a hamburger and french fries.
Jeff used to be an upstanding citizen. And then he took to the smokes.
I think you find people can accept you as you are if you want that. I won't force anything.
Vespuccio, the last time I showed myself to someone, a lot of people got hurt. But I feel like I can trust you.
On the count of three, then.
On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Take the ring off.
And you see that Vespuccio kind of steps back a bit, not from you, but to give himself room, and transforms into a copper dragon.
Fuck.
Those are quite big.
He's a young one.
Oh,
I darkness up to hide him. You understand? Just cover for you. I would have walked further from the camp. You're a dragon.
Yeah.
Fuck. You are a buff dragon. How? What? I'm sorry. First off, big fan of all of this. How is it that you can? I'm sorry, Vespuccio. I have so many questions that I don't want to barrage you. I understand this is a big thing for you. How long has it been? Do the other members of the circus know?
They don't know.
Well, thank you for trusting me with it. How long has it been since you've taken your true form?
A dozen years or so.
Would you like to stretch your wings?
No, I can't.
No?
And bring the Hoots Force down? No.
That's understandable.
Do you know how the Hoots Force first came to fame? Hunting my kind.
I had heard that. I had heard about a dragon in town that was potentially felled by the Hoots Force.
As I said, a lot of my family are... I was the runt of the litter, so to speak. I just cared about smiles and laughter and playing tricks and gathering happiness. All that serious talk around me, I don't really care about. So I steer clear of that. But yeah, there was dragons everywhere from what I understand. I don't know how many of us there are left.
When you fled alone?
Yeah.
Maybe this is again forward, but how are you sure that your family is gone? Did you...
The Royal Guard came, spread the word that there was an attack, told us all to leave, to hide. So I fled. I didn't see them, but I trust the guard with my life.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, and you see at this point he like reverts back down to his gnome self.
Yeah, I put the ring back on and I'll find out who I am in a minute. How long have you been traveling with the circus?
Oh, you know, the circus only started maybe about 6 months ago. I've kind of just been going here, there, everywhere between that. And I kind of finally decided, you know what? I'm going to make something bigger. And it wasn't... I've been going around telling my stories, doing a one-man show for a long time. It wasn't until Jeff came along that he was the first person to really see how happy I made people. And then he decided he would come. He wanted to outdo me and say that his comedy was better, but...
How do you hoard happiness? I could use that ability.
Jesus.
Happiness, it's not a hoard. It's just a feeling. You it's all around you. You want to just make sure it's there, but it's not yours.
You just exist in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Everything's easier with a smile. And you see, like... forces himself to smile.
Yeah, I get that. I don't force myself to smile. Vespuccio, I know you've not been around the longest as far as you go, but have you met any others like you in your travels?
In my travels? No. I've not sought them out. It's dangerous. I've just kept myself as a gnome. Happy, just trying to make people happy.
And have you ever seen anyone like me?
I mean, I came from Azumakia. There's a lot of talks about devils there, but...
Yeah, that's... Okay, hands in the air, that's me. Okay, but you've never seen anyone else like me in your travels?
No,
not where you came from?
When were you last in Azumakia?
Oh, Vespuccio, it's been years.
There's been more rumors of when I was there last.
When was that?
Only about 6-7 months ago.
Oh. Do you recall what they said?
Just about some sort of devil or demon, something lurking
Where
in the shadows. Friends?
Was there
the
a song?
Devil in the alleys.
Oh, I mean, there's that song, but, you know... That hasn't been sung for a while, and now there's a lot more rumors. It's getting maybe a little more popular.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting. Vespuccio, we trust each other.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, we do. Like, we'd both be killed if it. I share equal trust with my friends. And I don't want to do the disservice of lying to them about this, but I would respect it if you told me that you'd rather I didn't tell them, but Melody and Sid are equally worthy of your trust. You maybe just haven't had the same amount of time to talk to them.
Do they know what you are?
They do. I trust them with that.
Well, then you can tell them about me. Just don't tell the others, because if they don't know about you... We'll see how they react. If you want to tell them...
Yeah, we go. No, I'll tell them. Of course. I'm now... Like... just an elf.
Okay.
What is Christina? Is she an elf?
She's an elf. She's a half elf.
She's a half elf.
Yeah.
And half human.
Mm. My whole... Tight five is also fucked. I know that my friend, once I tell him, Sid, he's going to have an awful lot of questions. I'm going to go and tell Christina that I'm not a pirate. If you have any questions for me or anything like that, you know where to find me.
Just when we get to Banner and we get the tent, don't set fire to the tent. That's all I ask.
Same to you. Wait, no, you don't do fire, do you?
No, I can't remember. I think I do.
Okay. I open my arms for a hug.
Yeah, he gives you a hug.
Okay, nice. Secret bros. I'm going to go and first I'm going to be like, Sid, Mel, quick word.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, hey. Need somewhere private. Wait, the brain space.
Oh, Circle of Trust, yeah.
Ring, 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 ring.
Sid, make it happen.
Beep, beep, bitch.
Yo, hey, quick update.
Yeah?
Big update, though. Very big.
Okay.
Big.
Okay. Did you finally get to first base with Christina?
No, weeks ago.
Oh, okay, great.
So like days ago.
Okay.
I keep losing track of the time scale. Yeah, I don't.
What base are we on there?
Yeah. It was weeks, wasn't it?
You've been traveling for about a week.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, I thought you said weeks.
Yeah,
you will be traveling for weeks, and this is after, like, the first week of travel.
I'm
sorry, yes.
The weeks. Yeah, no.
This is, like, the first period of downtime, which is why I'm saying about your thing a little spit.
Yeah, I see.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry, Mel. Second training session. It's been hot and heavy. But that's more important, but for later. Also, you may notice that I am now an elf.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why did you take your ring off?
Yeah.
I showed Vespuccio who I am.
You exposed yourself?
I showed Vespuccio who I am.
Oh, okay. Well, why? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. Was he cool with it?
Yeah, he was, because he understood it.
Is he like your brother or something?
No, he's not like me. Guys, you can't react when I brainspace this to you, okay?
Okay.
So just be chill.
But it just covers her entire face. Like,
Sid, just be chill. You're gonna have like a million questions right off the bat here, okay? But I need you to just not react and be chill.
Okay.
Vespuccio is a dragon.
Sid immediately closes his eyes and, not meaning to talk into the group, he's like just talking to himself, starts repeating a mantra for like children in town, and it's like, you know,
when we get excited, we count to 11. We look at the earth. We look up to heaven. We take our time. We take a breath. We ask questions. We do not guess.
And it starts just repeating that over and over to himself. Just calming himself. Just does it 11 times through.
Yeah, cool. I get mantras. I'm a monk. Yeah, you know, he was talking about, you know, hoarding and a bit about his back. You know, where it came from, and like, you know, I put a little voice in my head helped, and I put two and two together, and you know, I asked.
A dragon?
What?
And you put two and two together, and you got a dragon?
I got a dragon, and he's chill, but it's totally a secret, and for the same reason, I am a secret.
Okay. Okay. This is kind of cool, but kind of scary.
During this time, you look over and you notice that Sid is clutching his book that he has somehow taken out of his bag.
Yeah. Look, I told him I'd tell you guys. So he knows you know.
Did you tell him?
I told him you'd already be sweating about the questions you have.
Did he say it was okay if I ask him some questions?
I'll bring you over to him now.
Okay.
But like, really.
Get excited.
Really do be cool.
11.
Yeah.
We look at the earth.
Look at the heaven.
Look at the heaven. Yeah. We take our time. We take a breath. We ask questions. We do not guess.
I also have to go and talk to Christina, but I can do that afterwards. You guys want to go talk to him now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm going to make my way over to Vespuccio.
And Sid will get to ask Vespuccio some questions
on
the next episode.
Bitch! Bitch! Ryan, when we get excited, we count to 11.
Oh, fuck. Holy reveal, Batman.
There's a dragon amongst us.
I'm not even going to tell you, and you have to wait until my meep now.
Yeah, I don't. And did so you guys?
What are we going to talk about in the backstage pass?
Nope. Nope, that's on you.
Fuck me. That was good. That was good. If ever there was a reason to subscribe to the Patreon, it's to listen to this backstage pass. And on that note, my spiel, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on the platform of your choice. Follow us on our socials and join our Discord. You can find links to all of these and more in our link tree. If you would like to show a little extra love, like I do to certain circus performers, please consider subscribing to our Patreon. It gives you access to lots of behind the scenes stuff, including secret dragon talk, composing streams, art streams, and the backstage pass, which is, as you know, an exclusive mini episode after every major episode where we discuss the happenings
and whatever else we want to talk about.
There was happenings, and we also just discuss the Paragig 5000,
yeah,
Yakbacks, and how bad the Paracity now scientists.
Yeah, and those cool Power Ranger toys where the head flipped around and they went from...
Oh, man, I've got something cool to tell you guys about that's on the tech side.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay. We will... patrons, we will see you after the con's call out.
Yeah, you'll also get called out from con. Which is going to happen this time. Soon.
Yeah, apologies for the last one.
Stay dangerous!
Bye!
Hi, hello there, and welcome back to Con's Callouts. Apologies for last week. I've since had my Snickers, and I am now myself again. First off, we have Kira. And this time, Kira would like to give her shout-out to the organizers of AdventureCon for putting on such an incredible event. Side note, we may have just seen you all at AdventureCon. Hope you had fun. Sorry for what we did. And
probably seen them a while ago.
A long time ago. Yeah. Anyway... You know, maybe the next one's coming around. Depends on how slow we are to edit.
Fair.
We had a great time, I'm sure. I'm sure Kira had a great time, and I hope the organizers did too. So there you go. Con's call out.
Yeah.
To the Rookie DM, as always, an incredible font of resources for the budding DM online. Go check him out on all his socials, because he'll make prepping your game nice and easy. Does all the work for you. Next up, we have the dreaded DM, who you might be familiar with if you watch our live streams. I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm from a different universe. But, in general, she is a DM that lurks in the shadows of D&D groups and eats the souls of problem players and bad DMs, but otherwise is actually kind of nice. So absolutely go and check out all of the dreaded DM's socials. Next up, Quadruple Bacon. That is to say, our good friend Becca, who wants to say hi to Kian / Flumposaurus and ask them which mutant rat they like more, Fink or Mickey. Now, I think Mickey is a mouse, but there you go.
Yeah.
And then finally, Welshlander. Still don't know much about you, save for that you've been very, very supportive and we appreciate it an awful lot. I can't wait to get to know you as well as I know Bren knows Christina. And that is Con's Callouts for this week.
Not okay, not Ta-ta! Okay, not okay.